We're at Cloud Expo in New York City. Today is Thursday, June 11th, and we're speaking with Dave Landa, COO of Kintone.com. What does Kintone do? You provide developer tools.
Yeah, so we actually provide a platform. It's a kind of a build, we call it a build your own business application platform, and it is based on tools that enable individuals and organizations to create applications. We have a library of various different applications, kind of templates that can be attached to the account and then customized from there, or folks can build from scratch. It is based on kind of drag and drop simplicity of building the applications, and it is all built on a collaboration layer. So it's really about empowering groups and teams and departments to centralize their business processes and so create applications very quickly around those business processes.
So for someone building an application using a drag and drop tool set or toolkit, for lack of a better term, what do I do in terms of connecting to all of my data sources? How do I get out there?
Sure. So our platform has an open API. And so you can create the application very simply, but then you'll need to either we have a various plugins that could be done by sort of non-coders, but we have the open API to integrate into various different data sources or third-party services. And so that would require some coding for sure. Although we also are leveraging some of these integration hubs that are out there now, like Zapier. So just by virtue of tying in a few triggers and actions from our API into Zapier, you can now connect to 400 plus web services and data sources and have Kintone kind of as a hub location and pulling in the data from those various different sources.
Are those APIs going to handle my security issues as well?
They are not necessary. No, they're not. They're not designed to handle your security issues. We are a platform that's we're in the cloud, so our platform is in a data center, and dependent upon some of the security at that data center. We obviously have encryption in motion. In some certain instances, we have encryption at rest, data at rest encryption as well. But that's not kind of our standard multi-tenant scenario.
When you talk about building applications yourself or do it yourself or bring your own application, one of the things that scares me a little bit is this whole concept of shadow IT, or what I believe Gartner is referring to as citizen IT, which seems a little silly to me.
Softer way of approaching it.
Shadow IT is a problem for companies.
Yeah.
Let's face it, the IT department sometimes either can't get the job done, doesn't want to get the job done, doesn't understand what it is you're trying to do, doesn't have the budget, or for whatever reason, IT isn't delivering what the user department, whether it's sales or somebody else, is looking for. Mm-hmm. And that drives that department to go out and do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So for better or worse, you're providing the tool set that allows that department to go out and build what likely is going to be a very nice, well-functioning application, but you are going around IT in certain cases. So talk to me a little bit about the philosophy of that.
Sure.
And how the build your own fits in with the mission of IT itself.
Sure. I mean, we think it's for better, honestly, and we understand the concern with shadow IT. And in some cases, we've been a bit of that issue. But frankly, and where we're seeing our platform getting more uptake these days are in this within the IT, where IT is actually overseeing Kintone and is providing Kintone as a platform for their line of business folks who are ready. They have their business process lined up, they know exactly what they need, and they want to create that application. They have the resources, they have the budget, but IT can kind of present that to them as a solution that they can manage. We know that IT departments and larger enterprises, they probably have a list of 100, 200 applications from their various different line of business folks that they're requesting to have done. So we believe Kintone is actually a tool to help manage that, where they can kind of set those line of business folks off to create their own thing, but oversee it. We have very granular permission controls. We have two-factor, you know, authentication security capabilities. We have various different controls and oversight that if you have it in a central platform like Kintone, we believe that can actually empower the IT to embrace this shadow IT and really end up, you know, eliminating the shadow IT, bringing it in-house and enabling all the line of business folks to create their own applications much more quickly and easily and deploy that, but still have it in a central location that IT can oversee, can manage governance rules, and be able to have management and executives be able to kind of centrally report on and analyze what's going on in the organization.
What I'm almost hearing in the back of my mind as you're saying this is rapid application development, which to me brings to mind prototyping, but that's not really what we're talking about here.
Yeah, we're not. We're talking about actual production applications. The rapid development and deployment is just being able to use sort of template applications, being able to use drag and drop field creation, being able to use basically drag and drop business process management tools, create a living, breathing application that is instantly deployed not only on the desktop but into the mobile app and onto the tablet. And then these teams or these departments can all have access to it. Now, it's being held in the cloud, and you know that. So that's where we talk about the sort of bimodal IT scenario for enterprises, where you're going to have, you know, on-premise development done for your real core solutions, your security, the things that, you know, keep your business running on a day-to-day basis. But for applications that may be more lightweight, that these line of business folks are trying to manage a particular business process or manage a project they're working on, and they want to centralize an app very quickly and have all of the collaboration in one place, if you can take that to the cloud, you know, in this case, Kintone, then you can deploy these apps, like develop and deploy them within, you know, days, hours in some cases, and starting to use them.
There's a sense that as you can develop applications more quickly, I don't want to say agile development here, but rapid development or template-driven development, mm-hmm. let's go with that. Mm-hmm. Template-driven development, I think, equates in some people's minds to something that's not terribly robust and not scalable. Is that fair, or is that obsolete thinking?
So, you know, I do think that's unfair. You know, I do think, because of the fact that this is in the cloud, it's a platform in the cloud, you do have data center resources that can be perfectly scalable to meet the enterprise needs. And on the other hand, from a robustness standpoint, just because it's template-driven or drag-and-drop-driven, it doesn't mean that you could get very deep. So there could be very, you know, simple business processes that are quickly spun up and centralized on these apps. But if you need to get much more deep, we have, you know, very granular permission controls. We have very extensive business process management tools. We have notifications based on time and action. We also have advanced settings. So we do have an open API, both JavaScript to fully customize that application, if you need to get deeper into that, as well as a REST API to have those integrations with any third-party services or data sources that you need to. So at a sort of an initial entry level, yeah, pretty lightweight, but the platform is such that you can get as deep as you want, and the fact that it's in the cloud, you can scale as much as you need.
We have applications that run on the server side in the cloud. We have apps that are running on tablets or on smartphones. Where does Kintone fall into that spectrum?
Sure. So Kintone is really a platform to develop business applications that are used by, you know, your employees, by teams and groups. So it's not really a consumer-facing app development platform. Having said that, it's built in a way that, you know, it's instantly deployable, not only a desktop but on the tablet and then onto mobile as well. So we have native iOS and Android apps, which once you download that, when you create an application on the desktop, it's simultaneously deployed onto your mobile. So it's kind of like a container app, if you will. It's not quite the right terminology these days. But any apps you create on the desktop are instantly on your mobile.
For developers and architects, what would they find most interesting?
You know, I think it's the flexibility, right? So you can create something. It's the speed in which you can create the building blocks of the application using templates and using drag and drop. But the flexibility to go much deeper with our open API, with the JavaScript, with the REST API, the integrations. You know, sometimes you think about drag and drop and template driven as being inflexible to a certain degree. I think what's really unique about Kintone is just how flexible it is, even given that foundation. And then the fact that it's built on this pretty well-developed collaboration platform. Kintone's parent company has been, for the last 17 years now, been focused on collaboration and kind of groupware. So you have that underlying layer where it's all about this team productivity. So you're trying to build these business applications to help the productivity of those teams. And we already have the collaboration knowledge and skill set underlying that.
Where are you as far as adding new features, updating as the cloud technology expands and the cloud itself expands physically?
Sure. So it's obviously we're a cloud business, so we are constantly updating. We have a regular, cycle, 3-month cycle right now, sometimes shorter, 2 months, critical, faster than that. But it's a constant updating process, as any kind of software as a service would be.
Dave, can you talk about a couple of use cases where Kintone is in production?
Yeah, sure. Kintone's an interesting platform. It's pretty agnostic in terms of both kind of the applications that are deployed as well as the industry. We don't really have a target vertical. So we kind of run the gamut from, different departments within large organizations managing things such as training operations. And then we have other organizations and sort of the medium-sized business where they're using it almost like an intranet. So the collaboration comes first, and then the different departments or organizations have their own workspaces, and then they create the applications within those. Management can report, see reports on all of the different operations within the group. Sales leads management, project management, those type of applications certainly kind of lead the way in use cases. One of the exciting things we've been getting into recently is tying into IoT, Internet of Things, where in the solar industry, we're actually being used as a central data repository for operations and maintenance solar companies who have multiple different commercial solar arrays in operation, and they're pulling data from those sensors and the monitoring systems up into the cloud, but they don't have a central place to monitor that in a comprehensive way. So through the APIs we're pulling in the data from those various different sources, and then creating the application so it can be very digestible and consumable in a visual way, and create the automated notifications when there's anomalies in some of the data that can send out local maintenance folks to go and see what's going on, maybe do some testing on certain panels, and that all that information flow is all in one central location, and getting approvals from supervisors to change things out, and so all of the data, be it photos or what have you, all in one location. That's kind of an exciting place where we're taking the data from IoT and turning it into the application that really is a meaningful, actionable type of platform.
That's more in line with what we describe as industrial IoT as opposed to consumer IoT.
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely industrial IoT would be more of our focus.
Any other use cases?
Lots of different use cases. We have one of the largest companies in the world using the application for rolling out their in-store stores. So they're rolling out thousands of sort of micro stores through other different retailers, and they're basically managing the project for all of their internal users as well as vendors and those store clients as well. So you can bring in different parties and then very granularly define the permission controls based on, you know, who's looking at what. So that's probably one of the more exciting ones as well.
What would you like developers to know that they don't know today?
So we just launched a developers network under Kintone.com. So if you go to Kintone.com, you can see we have a developers network website. And we have rolled out capabilities for developers to create plugins very quickly and easily into our API. And it is, Kintone also supports developers, SISC folks, as partners as well. So we're developing a partner ecosystem in that front.
Any final thoughts, Dave?
I think just that, I know there's folks out there who are concerned about the shadow IT, getting back to the shadow IT, and it's a realistic issue where line of business folks have the budget and they're going out and they're procuring various different, cute and fuzzy pieces of software to manage aspects of their business. You know, we talk about the trouble with tribbles as a phrase. But I think the reality is that that desire is here to stay, and that scenario in terms of the budgeting in the different departments here to stay. So I think if you think about how you can potentially embrace that desire and embrace that budget, if you can find solutions or platforms that can empower them within the organization to do those same types of things but still have some oversight of what they're doing, I think that's a good way to look at the future without being so terrified of dark data and shadow IT.
We've been talking with Dave Landa, COO of Kintone.com, unified teamwork made simple. Dave, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.